you're a QuickBooks customer looking to grow your business without the growing pains, you need the Intuit ERP. Upgrade to Intuit Enterprise Suite in a matter of hours. It's the AI-native ERP from the makers of QuickBooks. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
He also is trying to give President Trump advice about how to conduct the war. That's a little bit like seeking the advice of a nun about sex.
Where's the line?
Sir Keir Starmer is the last person you would want to go to advise you about how to have a military confrontation.
Yeah. Where's the lie?
No lies detected.
You didn't think I wanted that audio to come in with?
No, I didn't.
You put it out there and you're like, hey, I got this great. This is what happens on break. Kane was like, hey, I got this great audio. Listen to the, oh, it's, and then he tells you this like hot sound bite. And you're like, yeah, I want that. And he goes, oh.
Do I sound like that?
Like he thought it was untoward. It's right, though.
No, he's absolutely correct.
That's Senator Kennedy down there in Louisiana. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. Yeah, a few things on this, and I have some of it. If you're, again, a subscriber to Chapter and Verse, the newsletter, I got all kinds of good stuff up there for you, as you know, comes out on the reg. But, you know, I got to say that in looking at this with this, I don't want to say a frazzled relationship with the UK and with Keir Starmer, because they just, after all of these years of being such a dominant force, now they're stepping back. They're making themselves smaller so that, I guess, their enemies can rise. There's no other way to really ultimately put it. The POTUS says Iran's ready to negotiate a ceasefire. He's not ready, but he's not ready to make a deal. The Iranian foreign minister is going, we don't see any reason why we should talk with the Americans. And in the meantime, you know, you have Starmer, who's doesn't want to send anything to the Strait of Hormuz. They don't want to help out at all whatsoever. In fact, you know, it's St. Paddy's Day. You had the Prime Minister of Ireland who was meeting with Trump today. Then you have the female woke president. I think we have this audio who went out there. You know, here it is. St. Patrick's Day. It's the EU was saying you're on your own. But then they also had the Irish president who had said, went out there. She wouldn't say, and my Catholic friends were making a big deal out of the fact that she would not say St. Patrick's Day. She just said Patrick's Day. All of my Catholic friends, in fact, 7 of them sent me this soundbite last night, early this morning. They were like, look, this is what it is. She's trying to sideline faith and all of this stuff. And which I guess in that context, it makes sense because they've had this hostility towards religion over there. But this is how she starts out St. Patrick's Day. She says, she goes in, she's St. Patrick's Day. She's talking about migration. You know, Ireland as well hasn't been very much involved in any of this with the Strait of Hormuz either. And then you add this, you look at what she's saying here. You add it to what you're hearing with Britain and Keir Starmer. And then look at what's happening within Britain. Look at what's happening within France. Look at what's happening within Germany. And then you wonder why POTUS is making the assessment that we do not have the allies that we thought we did. Listen to this, because this is how she decided to start St. Patrick's Day. This is unbelievable.
The story of Patrick's life serves as a reminder of the resilience and courage of migrants, the invaluable contributions that they have made and continue to make to the countries they now call home, sometimes even in the face of great adversity. Patrick's story speaks not only to the Ireland of the 5th century, but to the millions still subjected to trafficking, forced labor,
this is her
and displacement today.
This is her first St. Patrick's Day message. And she says Patrick 4 times. I'm not Catholic, but I understand. I mean, that's historically observed how he's discussed as St. Patrick. And apparently that's a big thing. Again, my Catholic friends were saying she was purposely dropping off the saint part, etc. But she's like, oh, Patrick 4 times. She ignores the historical traditions. She doesn't wear green. They said it's a big deal that she didn't wear green. I don't own really color. This is the closest thing to green I have, the gray sweater that I'm wearing. That's why I wore gray today. I can't dress myself. So they said she's wearing black like a funeral. And then she starts sharing this inaccurate version of events. And she's trying to act like, well, St. Patrick was an immigrant. He was a missionary and he entered with the, like everyone knew who he was when he entered. There's a big deal. Like there was no subterfuge there. He wasn't an illegal alien scammer or terrorist that was coming into the United States or coming into Ireland. So that's kind of, there's a big difference there. So they felt as though she was diminishing St. Patrick by making that asinine comparison. So you can see now with the behavior of these leaders within their own countries and then these own countries' refusal to help with the United States, you can see now why Trump doesn't feel as though we have allies. This is cut 10. This is the EU yesterday when they were discussing whether or not they would help or get involved with the Strait of Hormuz. Listen to this.
This is not Europe's war. Situation in the region, we have the operation Aspides, as I said, in the Red Sea. The discussion was that it should be strengthened because it doesn't have too many naval assets. It should have more. But the discussion on whether we are, you know, also extending this mandate to cover the Strait of Hormuz to go north from the Muscat line, there was no appetite from the member states to do that. As I said, this is nobody wants to go actively in this war, and of course everybody is concerned what will be the outcome.
But Ukraine isn't our war either. But yet the EU was seeking a long-term commitment for the United States for the financing and funding and support of their activities in Ukraine. They kept talking about it like a coordinated approach, but it wasn't coordinated. They just wanted our money to basically fund all of it. Oh, they've been, the EU made some dramatic sales pitches to the United States. They wanted the United States to subsidize military and financial aid to, quote, ensure Ukrainian sovereignty, end quote. Okay, well, I'll quote you. It's not our war. It's less, actually, of a threat to the United States than what Iran was attempting to do. Now, I'm going by and I'm taking Marco Rubio and POTUS at their words here. Because Trump has not had mission creep in the past. He has been in and out. And I think that he is owed the benefit of the doubt. Now, there's other policies that I don't agree with his. On this one, I think that they've been very clear in explaining what the point and purpose was. This was the issue of Iran making enough ballistic missiles that we would not have been able to manufacture a capability to thwart them fast enough. And China wanted us to use all of our resolve and all of our everything to get into this manufacturing race to do so while they could, we'd focus on the Middle East, they could do whatever they wanted in the Pacific. So to tell the European Union, this is not, Ukraine wasn't ours, that's yours. But Iran was Strait of Hormuz and China trying to move in and get a foothold, China trying to take control of that access point there, China trying to control yet another choke point. That is a big issue. See, China has imperialistic tendencies. China has made it incredibly clear that they are not satisfied with their current borders. They've made it very clear that they would, whether it's adding Taiwan, whether it is becoming aggressive with the United States, whether it's taking over and annexing different sections of Panama to have the canal go under their control. I mean, they've made it very clear that they have imperialistic tendencies. The United States, we don't. We just don't want them to control things. And thank God we love liberty as we do. But that's the difference. The U.S. has been the security provider for all of these European countries so that they could decrease their contributions and increase their welfare spending. And we subsidize it. We subsidized it for far too long. These are allies that we have had for hundreds of years now, and now it's fallen by the wayside. They're committing seppuku. And the United States, you could argue the United States has been standing on its own for a little bit. And it's a sad, I mean, nobody wants to sideline allies. But if they're not going to act, the United States needs to act in its best interest. Now, here's the other thing. The European Union, they're very fine with getting energy. Every country gets a varied percentage. Germany gets the least out of the strait. They get the least because most of theirs comes from Russia, so they get it by another means. But there are other European nations that do, and it's not just that. There's also shipping for other different types of minerals, resources, etc. And if they don't want to help out, then they don't get the spoils. No. Then I say we charge them a higher. If you're not helping out, and it's the United States that's ensuring peace in the Strait of Hormuz, then everybody else should pay for it. I think it's about time that they pay us instead of the other way around. We aren't the piggy bank for the world. You know, which is why it's so weird, if I can go back to this Joe Ken thing. When I see this guy do this, and I read this letter, I think it's absolutely asinine that this guy who is the director of national counterterrorism says that it's all Israel's fault. This is just bizarre. It posed no imminent threat to our nation. They tried killing the president of the United States 2 times. It posed no imminent threat to our nation. They've taken hostages, American hostages. They have blown up American soldiers. And apparently this guy, pictured here with Tulsi Gabbard, this is part of the faction that's basically trying to undermine POTUS in the White House. It's just weird. It feels like a psyop. Maybe because it's Occam's razor. I mean, you know, sometimes the easiest explanations are the true ones. The issue with this guy, though, and I was looking at some of this stuff, his wife is apparently a Clinton stooge, like worked with the Clinton administration. There's a lot of questions here about, you know, some of the background. And apparently this is the folks in the administration are saying Joe Kent is where a lot of these leaks came from. That explains the story in Axios, where they were trying to say Trump's high on his own supply and they were quoting some sort of insider. And I'm thinking, who has that access? Well, it's probably Joe Kent is why. He wanted to get a lot of attention for himself as he quit. He wanted to do it in a very sensational way. And he decided to kick the United States of America on the way out. This was not a principled resignation. I think he was going to get fired, and he decided to suddenly resign so he would avoid the headline of having been fired. That's what I think. In fact, Taylor Bowditch, who worked with the Trump administration and had previously was the deputy White House chief of staff and secretary of the cabinet, had said, quote, Joe Kent is a crazed egomaniac who is at the center of national security leaks while never producing any actual work. He spent all of his time to subvert the chain of command and undermine the president of the United States, end quote. I mean, if I had to make one criticism of POTUS, it is that he needs to stop hiring clout chasers and hire serious people who are more interested in making right decisions by the nation instead of chasing clout digitally. He surrounds himself with too many ass-kissing clout chasers who have had a lot of them, they're just Johnny-come-latelys who decided to glom on at the end of it. And now they're causing a lot of problems for the administration. And then you have others. I just question. I have to be honest. I question the people who have these associations with Tulsi Gabbard. Everything, you know, we tried to get her on the show just to talk about the Second Amendment. She would not have anything to do with me. She did not want to come on this program. She did not want to talk about the Second Amendment. And I wanted to I was trying to understand why she had a total 180 without explanation. And everyone was always like, oh, she had a lot of explanation. Oh, she explained it. I listened to what the explanation was claimed to be, and it wasn't an explanation. I don't mind people. And in fact, that's the whole point, to persuade them to join your side. But when they suddenly do it and they don't offer an actual explanation for it, and you're just supposed to accept the 180 degree turn as good faith. No, I'm not going to, because we've been burned too many times before. And there's this little faction, this little cabal inside the administration that is trying to undermine this president every single time he turns around. It is becoming a real problem, guys. It is a major threat in this administration. And like I said, I'm always real suspicious of the people that are in this group. Of course, we can't do it without the people who make the program possible. Our friends over at Relief Factor, one of the things about Relief Factor. They love hearing these success stories from people. So many people have turned to Relief Factor to get relief from everyday aches and pains, whether it's exercise, whether, you know, you're like my husband and you're dealing with an old sports injury, or maybe you're like 95 years old and you're kicking it still, you're at the gym, whatever it is, and you just want to stay mobile and free and not have to deal with everyday aches and pains. Relief Factor can help you. It targets inflammation that can keep you from doing the things that you love. It's a 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s and resveratrol, all designed to support that relief from everyday exercise-related, age-related discomfort. So if you're dealing with daily pain, you need to try Relief Factor for yourself. They make it easy with a 3-week quick start, and you could see how Relief Factor could be a game changer for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and tell them Dana sent you.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
Lately, car buying has become a pretty dull experience. But on eBay, behind every car and part is a story waiting to be shared. There was a guy who bought a 2020 Porsche Cayman GT4 on eBay. It was well-loved. There are plenty of Caymans in great condition on eBay, but this one needed some work. That's just the start of the story. So after this guy gets a great deal on his dream car, he rebuilds the whole thing with all these parts he found on eBay. Performance brakes, suspension, body panels, the works. Guaranteed to fit. Next thing you know, this nearly scrapped Cayman was out there on the track as a full-blown race car. Your ready-to-go daily driver, your next Restomod. Hello, Lotus Elan, and the parts to finish it. eBay has thousands of cars and is the largest online selection of vehicle parts and accessories. eBay. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, after this, it's on Kane. St. Paddy's Day. Going for some Irish dancing and a pint. Some good corned beef and cabbage to celebrate my bit of Irish ancestry. That's why you guys have come by it honest. All right, so what do we got? First up. Because everything froze for a minute. Oh, we got Bridget Fadasy who's going to be joining us coming up. We got the SAVE Act that they are now, well, they're going to be debating all through this week. Hopefully get some procedural votes. You heard a little bit of that from Senator Paul earlier. High car payments are making ownership feel impossible for a number of people. This per the New York Times. Terror as Las Vegas housing complex is overrun by Mad Max style vagrants. This seems like a Borderland scenario, Borderlands in real life. An unfinished Las Vegas townhouse project has attracted Mad Max-type vagrants who've transformed it into a dystopian hellhole, and it's now been purchased by new developers. It had holes in the graffiti-covered walls, weeds, trash, four-acre site, 15 homes built only of the 79 units planned for the project. So they said that they had Mad Max-style vagrants that they had to clear out. That's pretty insane, honestly, but okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess arrest them. When you say clear about, they didn't say that they were arrested. So I don't know. A Lake Bay woman crashed into a ditch and she denied that she was drinking, but no one believes her. This story, They said that deputies said this is KIRO. They said that this woman crashed into a ditch. And she insisted that she was totally Tober Ossifers. But the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office say the 21-year-old woman was not totally Tober. And she faces a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Lassie, you don't do that. You don't do that. A Second World War veteran becomes the oldest known U.S. organ donor. 100 years old, still out there saving lives. Dale Steele passed away in February. Powerful reminder that generosity has no age limit. He is now the second World War veteran who is believed to have become now the oldest known organ donor. So he's like the second one that's donated organs. That's pretty amazing, actually. Golly, science is... And medicine is so cool. It's our friends over at American Financing. American Financing wants to, well, first off, they want to make it easier on you. They understand that banks are charging you 20% interest. You're stuck in a cycle of debt because that's the way it is. You know, you work 40, 50 hours a week, and the things that you used to be able to afford, no problem. You got to put on credit, and then you got that 20% interest for the ability of doing so. That's a lot. It's designed to keep you underwater. American Financing, however, is doing something that the big banks dislike. They're actually helping to get people out from underneath high interest debt. They've got mortgage rates in the fives. They're helping homeowners use their hard-earned equity to pay off punishing credit cards. And it takes about 10 minutes to talk to a salary-based mortgage consultant. There are no upfront fees. There is no obligation. And it's just a simple conversation to see how much you could save. And if you start today, you could even delay two mortgage payments. So that's immediate cash in your pocket. Give American Financing a call at 866-885-1332. That's 866-885-1332 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. Check how much you could save at AmericanFinancing.net/Dana.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-885-1332 for details about credit costs and terms or visit AmericanFinancing.net/.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
Lately, car buying has become a pretty dull experience. But on eBay, behind every car and part is a story waiting to be shared. There was a guy who bought a 2020 Porsche Cayman GT4 on eBay. It was well-loved. There are plenty of Caymans in great condition on eBay, but this one needed some work. That's just the start of the story. So after this guy gets a great deal on his dream car, he rebuilds the whole thing with all these parts he found on eBay. Performance brakes, suspension, body panels, the works. Guaranteed to fit. Next thing you know, this nearly scrapped Cayman was out there on the track as a full-blown race car. Your ready-to-go daily driver, your next Restomod. Hello, Lotus Elan, and the parts to finish it. eBay has thousands of cars and is the largest online selection of vehicle parts and accessories. eBay. Things people love.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm just trying to get over the mugshot of this lady. This 34-year-old Florida woman said she was defending herself and her baby in Sunrise, Florida, from an attacker at a Broward County Walmart. But surveillance showed her as the attacker. Carrie Estep punched, pushed, and kicked the victim. An Allied Universal Security officer had to intervene, according to the sheriff's arrest report. She was showed CCTV footage, and she finally had to fess up. 20 head. You heard the phrase forehead.
That's a big one.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a 20 head.
Oh, man, that's big.
I can say this because she beat up an old lady. So everything's game.
People pay for advertising space that big.
You know what reminds me? Back in the day when, like, Mona Lisa, like Renaissance, you had the hairline all the way back, and you always, right. It's just very, it reminds me a little bit of that. Anyway, she's got a first-degree felony charge of aggravated battery on a person 65 years or older. That is the, so she's got a nice little charge with that. So, my goodness. Also, let's see, a Florida man, let me open this one up, looking for his lady, punches a teen in the face after... Also an attempted car burglary. His name is Jamal Grayson. I don't know why there's two A's that are needed right there when one probably would have sufficed. But he was trying to get into vehicles parked at a Zaxby's, and a 17-year-old boy came out, and apparently he punched the 17-year-old in the face. But then Jamal was captured by the teen's father, who struck him and held him until law enforcement arrived. He was arrested, charged with attempted burglary of an occupied vehicle. Child abuse, because the dude was 17, so he was a minor, so he also got a child abuse charge, not resulting in great bodily harm, possession of meth, criminal mischief, prior conviction, felony battery, other drugs. Oh my gosh, just goes on forever. You know, when you have that much contraband on you, isn't that the time you would want to lay low?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That sounds like it sounds like he had a Harry Potter bag, you know, that purse that Hermione had in Harry Potter, and she pulled out a whole house. It sounded like Jamal had all of that in there. Like, why would you be that brash about it? Goodness. Tomorrow I'll tell you about the guy who stabbed his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend after confronting him on a golf cart. It's the most Florida confrontation ever. Our partners that bring you the program. Folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that's out there. Patriot Mobile wants to save you money. They have premium nationwide coverage on all three major U.S. networks. So you get priority access, but you also get the same or better service than your current carrier. There's no dead zones. There's no drop calls. You have seamless switching. You have financial flexibility. They have 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They can activate you in minutes, get you switched up. It's completely hassle-free. If you're in a contract, they can buy you out. If you're stuck paying off a device, Patriot Mobile has a full buyout to free you up. No long-term commitments or hidden fees. And I've been using them for over a decade. I love my service. I paid less than what I had previously. And I'm not undermining my vote at the ballot box because they're not spending your money against you. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Use code Dana to get a free month of service. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, code Dana. Make the switch today.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
Lately, car buying has become a pretty dull experience. But on eBay, behind every car and part is a story waiting to be shared. There was a guy who bought a 2020 Porsche Cayman GT4 on eBay. It was well-loved. There are plenty of Caymans in great condition on eBay, but this one needed some work. That's just the start of the story. So after this guy gets a great deal on his dream car, he rebuilds the whole thing with all these parts he found on eBay. Performance brakes, suspension, body panels, the works, guaranteed to fit. Next thing you know, this nearly scrapped Cayman was out there on the track as a full-blown race car. Your ready-to-go daily driver, your next Restomod. Hello, Lotus Elan, and the parts to finish it. eBay has thousands of cars and is the largest online selection of vehicle parts and accessories. eBay. Things people love.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
So because it's St. Patty's Day, 20 years ago, this banger of a video came to light, and it is one of the most amazing videos. This is the most American, Irish observance. I don't even know how to describe it. Just roll tape, please. Real news. Real news.
Well, just
real
in
news.
Time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead who got hold to the wrong stuff.
This is honestly, it's one of the best news reports ever. All right, folks, this one's for the women listening and for the guys who like what this product serves, okay? So it's for the ladies in your lives, because this is a bigger deal than most people realize. And all ladies out there, you hear the same complaint. The brassieres, the bras that dig in, the straps that leave marks, the shapewear that's horrible, and it rolls down the second you sit in a chair. It's uncomfortable, it's annoying, and honestly, you just want to rip it off and set it on fire in your driveway. Honestly, that's what you want to do. So that's why so many women are switching to Honey Love. They have this crossover bra that's become a favorite of a lot of ladies because it gives real lift and support, but without the underwire, with the no poking and no pinching and no red marks. And they also have a smoothing back panel that lays flat under t-shirts. So there's no lines showing through the clothes that's telling everybody what bra you're wearing. And it actually works for a huge range of sizes. So from 30A all the way up to 44G. So if you want a natural feel, also they have these original soft cups, or if you want a little bit more shape, they have the new crossover contour with light foam pads, and their shapewear, women are swearing by it. It's designed with targeted compression that smooths and supports without squeezing the life out of you. So there's no roll down. You're not, you know, not breathing, and the fabric is breathable enough to wear all day. Honey Love is designed by actual women who actually wear the product, which is probably why it works the way that it's supposed to. So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market and use my exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/Dana. That's honeylove.com/Dana. And after you check out, they're going to ask you where you heard about them and support the show. And tell them your girl Dana sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honey Love.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. that is one that can run a very, very large, large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
Lately, car buying has become a pretty dull experience. But on eBay, behind every car and part is a story waiting to be shared. There was a guy who bought a 2020 Porsche Cayman GT4 on eBay. It was well-loved. There are plenty of Caymans in great condition on eBay, but this one needed some work. That's just the start of the story. So after this guy gets a great deal on his dream car, he rebuilds the whole thing with all these parts he found on eBay. Performance brakes, suspension, body panels, the works, guaranteed to fit. Next thing you know, this nearly scrapped Cayman was out there on the track as a full-blown race car. Your ready-to-go daily driver, your next Restomod. Hello, Lotus Elan, and the parts to finish it. eBay has thousands of cars and is the largest online selection of vehicle parts and accessories. eBay. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
You know, when the aliens take me up into the sky, Kane, if that does happen and they do come to visit this sad, pathetic rock and they start kidnapping us, similar to that Tom Cruise movie, you know, I'm going to be like, hold up, give me a sec. And then I'm just going to play him a little Orinoco Flow from Enya right there. Oh, yeah. Just how we just came in with, if you're listening terrestrially, just so they get the gist of what it's about. Yeah. Doomsday believers are no longer fringe, according to a new study. They're a third of America. Hello. Welcome. You merely adopted the doom. We were born in it. They say that it's a new thing, whether it's climate change to the rise of AI. More adults think that we're living in end of times. Well, yes, that's true. A robot arrest. A humanoid is detained by police after harassing an elderly woman. RoboCops. This humanoid, this was in China. It was after, apparently the robot was harassing a woman on the street, and they actually had to take it into custody. It was raising his arms twice as the woman yelled at it. I still think it's yeetable, therefore less of a threat. We have more on the way. Don't go anywhere. Our friends over at Superbeats, the company human that is behind this product. This is a great Texas-based company. And here's the thing with the heart chews that they make. They've come out with a new version. So they have two different versions now. I've only tried one of the new. I'm going to be in full disclosure. It's the pomegranate berry flavor and then the chocolate flavor. I've not had the chocolate flavor yet. My husband has. He says it tastes legit like a Tootsie Roll. I don't know where the bag went. I don't know where it is. It's gone. Somebody took it. Not saying it. I'm just saying we may need another. But I love the pomegranate berry flavor. And it's sugar-free now. Zero sugar. No. So there's no added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and it is the best tasting heart chew yet. But this is all built, folks, on the same science-led heart health support. So there's no stimulants and no compromises. This is just a chew that you're going to look forward to taking, and it helps with heart health. It assists with healthy blood pressure, circulation, even daily energy. It all depends on blood flow. And as you know, they were all founded over at Superbeats at a UT Health Science Center, built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. Support your heart health today with the new Superbeats Heart Chews Zero Sugar. Visit human.com/Dana. It's a buy two, get one free, and find out how to get a free 30-day supply on top of it. That's human.com/Dana. Don't wait. Get yours today.
By the time I hit my 50s, I'd learned a few things, like how family is precious. Work can always wait. And 99% of people over 50 already have the virus that causes shingles. Not everyone at risk will develop it, but I did. The painful, blistering rash disrupted my life for weeks. Don't learn about your shingles risk the hard way. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today. Sponsored by GSK.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.